Hello.
Good morning. This is Alicia returning your phone call with customer service.
Yeah, hi. I called to tell you that you charged me for something I didn't want, and I'm canceling the orders, and I don't want you charging me for anything anymore. And if I have a subscription or whatever you think I have, you need to cancel it.
Okay, yes, I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. Could you provide me with the zip code so I can pull up your account information?
32034.
Thank you so much for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Richard Morrison.
All right, you said that was 32034?
Yes.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Hey, sweetheart. Hey, honey.
Okay, Mr. Morrison, thank you so much for holding for me. Is it possible that it may be under another name?
No, it's Richard Morrison. No, it's not under another name. You charged me during the middle of the night, $89 for one order and $87 for another order.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, Mr. Morrison, could you provide me with the last four digits of their card number that was taken out on?
No, you know, I'm not going to do that because I don't want you having my card number. And that's the whole purpose of my call. I'll give you the order number.
Okay,
that,
go ahead.
That you say I ordered. It's F88 E946 AD9.
Okay, hold on one moment. Okay, yes, sir. I'm still not pulling anything up with that order ID or with your zip code.
Is this Peak Zen order?
Well, yes, sir. We do have multiple clients that maybe want our products, but unfortunately, I won't be able to pull up your account information to see what product you have because your postal number. Well, I can't pull up anything with your postal number. Could you spell your first name for me?
RICHARD.
And your last name is?
Morrison. MORRISON.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you so much for holding for me. I'm not pulling up anything with your name either. How did you get our number? Was it on your bank statement?
No, my credit card company gave me this phone number.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, I'm not
because pulling. I called to report a fraud.
Okay, yes, sir. Because I'm not pulling up anything with your name. The order number or the zip code for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, why then would you be charging me in the middle of the night for products that I don't order?
Well, sir, I'm not sure because it may be because of a 14-day trial. I'm not sure because I'm not able to pull up your account information.
Well, what do you need to pull up one of these 14-day trials?
Well, sir, I did put in your zip code, your owner ID, and your first and last name. So the only other thing that I can use to pull up your account is either your address or your last four of your card number. I'm sorry, your email address or the last four digits of your card number.
All right, I'll give you my email address, okay?
Yes, sir.
R. Morrison, RMORRISON, 1214, @gmail.com.
Sorry, give me one more moment. You said RMORRISON 1214 at Gmail?
Yes.
Okay. All right, hold on for one moment. Okay, yes, sir. I'm not pulling up anything with that email address at all either.
All right. You want to try the last four digits of my card number? No, they're
not. Okay, yes, sir. Go ahead with that for me.
7547.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm not pulling up anything with the last four either. It's not. Oh. It's basically stating that you're not even a customer of ours.
Then why are you charging me?
Okay, so I'm not sure why we're charging you because I can't see anything in our system that's even stating that you're a customer of ours.
Is the phone number all right? Is the phone number 877-201-2516? Is that also your office?
No, sir.
No.
Our
okay.
numbers are eight.
Your
our numbers are 855.
Well, I didn't dial that. I dialed 877-201-2478.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything in the system with your name or anything.
Well, I don't know what kind of outfit you're running over there, but you're charging me. You're putting charges of $90 on my credit card, and it's fraud. And so I'm reporting it as such to the credit card company. So you may not be aware or you may not be able to find it, but somebody over there is.
Okay, yes, sir. I do apologize about the inconvenience, but no, sir, I'm not pulling up anything for you with your name on it
okay.
at all.
Very good. Okay, thank you very much. Goodbye.
You're welcome, and thank you so very much for calling customers.